Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Evergy wants to raise their rates again.
The KCC will begin public hearings next week to give Evergy customers a chance to learn more about the company's latest rate hike request. If approved, rates would rise by a little more than $14 in the Wichita area. The first meeting, Tuesday in Topeka, and then on Thursday in Overland Park, and finally July 27th at WSU's Hughes Metropolitan Complex near 29th and Oliver in Wichita. I'm Jared Cirillo.
They got a little bit more than they bargained for during a traffic stop. Shawnee County Sheriff's Office deputies conducting a traffic stop have arrested 55-year-old Julian Williams of Topeka. Williams' charges include possession of cocaine with the intent to distribute and possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day 8 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. According to the official statistics provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in its Crop Progress Report for the week ending July 2nd, Kansas wheat harvest is 46% complete, well behind 80% from last year and behind 63% for the five-year average. Winter wheat conditions rated 51% very poor to poor, 33% fair, and 16% good to excellent. Hot temperatures through July 4th meant farmers were in the fields ahead of the widespread showers that moved in on the evening of the July 4th holiday. And with moisture still persisting, many parts of the state that have wheat left to cut will be delayed a few more days. The Kansas Wheat Cruise continues to share results from the field with the next harvest report to be released on July 10th. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. A report recently released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis shows that in the first quarter of 2023, Kansas ranked fourth in the nation for personal income growth and seventh in the nation for economic growth. Kansas's real gross domestic product, or GDP, grew by 6% from the fourth quarter of 2022 when adjusted for inflation, which is triple the national average of 2%, and personal income in Kansas grew by 8.4% over the same period, surpassing the national rate of 5.1%. Secretary of Administration and Director of Budget Adam Prophet said this report demonstrates the resiliency and strength of the Kansas economy, as the state has placed in the top 7 for both GDP and personal income in the aggregate and across multiple sectors of the economy, showing that our economy is not overly dependent on any one sector. He said our state's fiscal health is strong and the outlook remains promising. The report showed that agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting were the lead contributors to growth in Kansas. Secretary of Wildlife and Parks Brad Lovelace said the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and residents have worked hard to build a reputation for the Sunflower State as one of the top states in the nation for outdoor recreation, and the 6% rise in real GDP this quarter certainly reflects that. Lovelace said by prioritizing sustainable practices and collaboration with private landowners, he's confident they'll continue to develop their great tradition of hunting, fishing, hiking, and camping for many more generations and visitors to come. Agriculture Secretary Mike Beam said agriculture has always been at the heart of the Kansas economy, and the growth they've seen in agriculture and agribusinesses across the state shows the entrepreneurial spirit of Kansans. And with innovative approaches in technology, science, and sustainability, Kansas will keep agriculture at the forefront of producing the food, fiber, and fuel that are needed in the future. You can read more from the Bureau of Economic Analysis at BEA.gov. The Auditing Division of the Kansas Legislature reported on Thursday that election officials in more than a dozen counties studied, maintained adequate overall security practices and management of election computers, but raised questions about the security of ballots and vote tabulation machines. The objective of the review was to provide a partial picture of Kansas's election security by comparing practices in Kansas against a set of policies that were recommended by federal election regulators. Auditors recommended the Office of Secretary of State Scott Schwab create example election security policies and standardized forms for use by county officials at their discretion. An auditor says Schwab's office should also use annual training and certification opportunities to affirm for election workers the value of embracing a baseline set of security measures. In addition, auditors propose the Secretary of State provide guidance to county election officers in terms of what election materials ought to be sealed in ballot containers and what documents should remain available for public review. The GOP-led Kansas legislature adopted a series of bills intended to bolster accuracy and security of election equipment, data, and staffing. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, July 5th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Council President Andrew Black presiding, and the council members present were Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Ron Briery, Dean Little, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the June 21st, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were 8 building permits presented for approval, and a Finance Committee meeting was scheduled for Monday, July 10th for budget discussions. James Wright from Midwest Energy was present to discuss the franchise agreement with the city, saying it will be a 20-year agreement with the option to renegotiate every 5 years. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance 1762, which is an ordinance granting to Midwest Energy Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, its successors and assigns, a natural gas franchise, prescribing the terms thereof and relating thereto, and repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinances inconsistent with or in conflict with the terms. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Ordinance 1762. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Norton Police Chief Jay Sharp reported that both of the new patrol vehicles have been delivered and the police department is working on the investigation of the drive-by shooting earlier this week. Assistant Chief of Police Chris Davis informed the council that he has been accepted for a position with the Kansas Highway Patrol with a possible start date in mid-September. Norton City Administrator James Maru reported that there have been failed tests on bacteria. Therefore, the water tower will need to be drained. He said workers from McGuire Iron will be back to make a few repairs and then refill the tower, and a testing port will be installed at the bottom of the tower. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 16-2023, which is a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the city of Norton, Kansas. And this is for the property at 209 West North Street. The vote was taken and the motion carried. At 5:45 p.m., Council President Andrew Black announced that the council meeting would be recessed, and he then opened the public hearing on the lease with the Norton Mini Speedway Incorporated for the park property inside of the racetrack. Abigail Horn read a list of the lease conditions that needed to be met, and she feels that all of the conditions are included in the agreement. Jason Davis had questions about the head tax and charges for utilities, and he was informed that both will be charged. He also had questions about the refuse pickup part of the agreement. Ron Briery questioned the issue of standing water in the track when it rains, and Jason told him a drain would be included. Ron then said he has had a lot of opposition from the community regarding the mini speedway and plans on voting against the agreement. The public hearing was then closed at 6 p.m. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to table action on the agreement with the Norton Mini Speedway Incorporated until the next council meeting, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to adopt Resolution 17-2023, which is a resolution to convey real property. And this would be a property exchange between the city of Norton and Greg and Ashley Glennemeyer. This would give the city a piece of property owned by the Glennemeyers by the wastewater treatment plant in exchange for a piece of property by the Old Pool substation owned by the city. And Ron Briery stated that he felt the city should not have paid for both of the surveys. The vote was taken and the motion carried 4-1, with Ron Briery voting no. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Robert Bowman to have Abigail send a letter responding to the Board of Norton County Commissioners' last offer for dispatch services. And the letter included a request for additional information and notification of the city's choice for a civil mediator. The motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to enter into an executive session for 15 minutes for consultation with the city attorney, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship, and that the city attorney, city administrator, and the city police officers join the session. The council meeting resumed at 6:21 p.m. with no motions made as a result of the executive session. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 13 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:23 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Hail no. Here's some damage, there's some damage, everywhere you see some hail damage. If this is the case after the recent storms, it's time to give me a call. I'm John Sanders of Sanders Construction Incorporated, and I have 10 years' experience in repairing the damage that Mother Nature brings with wind and hail storms. Whether you have damage to a shingle or metal roof, siding, or seamless gutters, Sanders can fix, repair, and replace Mother Nature's worst. I'm licensed and insured, so don't stress about the mess. Give Sanders a call. 785-202-0315. Again, that's 785-202-0315.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley.
The latest U.S. drought monitor map shows a little change for the Kansas drought. Nearly 87% of the state remains in drought conditions, a 2-point increase from last week. Over 39% of the state remains in the two worst drought categories, extreme and exceptional, an over 1.5-point jump from last week. The only area not abnormally or in drought areas is a small area along the Kansas-Colorado border. Nebraska did receive some rain last week, and it helped a little with 72.5% of the state in drought. Nearly 49% of the state remains in severe, extreme, or exceptional drought conditions. Missouri's drought condition did get worse. Over 54% of the state is in severe, extreme, or exceptional drought conditions, a nearly 1.5% jump from last week. Over 24% of the state is in extreme to exceptional drought condition, an over 4-point jump from last week. Oklahoma has just under 36% of the state in drought conditions, while Texas has a little over 27% of the state in drought conditions. Further west in Colorado, they have no area of the state considered abnormally dry or in drought conditions, the first time that that's happened since mid-July of 2019. The National Corn Growers Association submitted comments to the Environmental Protection Agency regarding its proposed emission standards. The corn growers are calling on the agency to open pathways for all low-carbon fuels and technologies as it finalizes its multi-pollutant emission standards for light and medium-duty vehicles for model years 2027 to 2032. NCGA President Tom Hague says, for lawmakers to use new technologies and enhanced engines to meet stringent standards, they need updated fuel that enables new vehicles and fuels to work as a system to enhance greenhouse gas and other tailpipe emission reductions.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Another afternoon of severe thunderstorms for southern and western Kansas. Very little change in the overall weather pattern from what we had yesterday. Large hail, damaging wind, and a few tornadoes will all be possible again this afternoon, with lower chances of severe storms in our northern and eastern counties. With the cloud cover, temperatures will stay fairly comfortable this afternoon, and following a cold front, the whole state will cool off into the 70s on Saturday, warming up a little bit on Sunday. On the map heading into this afternoon, low pressure is moving to our north with another low near the panhandles, and we have a weak cold front dropping into our northwest counties. Our surface flow is from the southeast, and that means more warm and humid air will be available to fuel thunderstorms and showers through the afternoon. We have a 2% tornado risk across southwest and most of southern Kansas for the afternoon and evening, according to the Storm Prediction Center. But damaging wind and hail are a bit more likely. Conditions will support severe weather into the late evening and overnight hours again, mainly in our western and southwestern counties. Looking at Saturday morning, that frontal boundary will drift south and east with low pressure over central Oklahoma. We'll have scattered showers in the eastern and central counties early in the day. Clouds possible statewide tomorrow, more afternoon thunderstorms popping up in the western high plains. High pressure will start to build into the central Rockies by Sunday, and that'll dry things out for the central plains. Lower rain chances, temperatures will stay in the upper 70s to mid-80s. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll be in the upper 70s with upper 50s for the overnight lows. North central, 75 to 80, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Upper 70s and low 80s northeast and low 60s for the overnight. Upper 70s southwest and tonight right around 60. Low to mid 80s in the south central counties and tonight we're in the mid 60s. Low to mid 80s southeast and mid 60s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The The summer is here, and you know it's going to stick around for a while. Neither you or your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbo fan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make those fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large, portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. Simply roll the breeze to your work spot. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. Get all of these Valley Vet fans online with same-day shipping and free freight at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.